Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913, 1914, page 1530 slide. Visible translated text is as follows. Siderably after the trial and conviction of Mr. Dot Frank that I acquainted his lawyers with these facts, and I then told either Mr. Leonard Haas or Mr. Herbert J. Dot Haas, comma, I do not now recall which. The reason that I did not know the importance of my having seen Mr. Dot Frank at this time, I did not know that it would have any bearing upon the case, and when I first learned that it would have a bearing on the case, I was then reluctant to tell these facts, as I desired to avoid notoriety and publicity. However, after I was made to understand that my having seen Mr. Dot Leo M. Dot Frank at 1:10 p.m. in the afternoon on April 26, 1913, was an important point in this case, I communicated these facts to his attorneys, at a time which, as already stated, was considerably after his conviction, the exact time which I do not recollect. Some of my associates in Atlanta, Georgia, are Dr. and Mrs. B. Wildauer, Mr. J. Saul, Mr. and Mrs. J. J. Saul, and in Chattanooga, 10, Rabbi Julian H. Miller, Mr. and Mrs. H. M. Fine, and Mr. H. S. Long. I am willing to come to Atlanta and testify as to any of the facts stated in this affidavit, and as to any other facts which may be within my knowledge and material in the case. Meyer Lefkoff, sworn for the Movant. On April 26, 1913, I accompanied Mrs. Dot Ethel Harris, mother, when she went to meet her sister at J.P. Allen's on Whitehall Street, between Alabama and Hunter Streets. We arrived at Allen's about 1 o'clock, perhaps 5 minutes after one. We walked from there down Whitehall Street towards Alabama and turned up Alabama Street. I should say we reached the corner of Alabama and Whitehall Streets at about 10 minutes after one, and we made no stops between Allen's and that point. I do not know Mr. Dot Frank, and I do not remember either of the ladies bowing to him at that time. Shach Freiberg, sworn for the Movant. I am a court reporter and reported the oral argument made by Solicitor General H.M. Dorsey to the jury in the matter of the State versus Leo M. Frank in Fulton Superior Court on August 22nd, 23, and 25th. The solicitor made the following statements. All right, but you prove an alibi by that little Curran girl. Do you know she swore she saw you at Alabama?